This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Among the members of the military returning from duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is a huge problem, one that those who experience it sometimes self-medicate with marijuana. Rick Doblin, executive director of MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, says that can be effective for PTSD symptom control.
It helps a lot, but it doesn't resolve underlying issues. So that when people who have PTSD stop using marijuana, in many cases the symptoms come back. And yet, marijuana for PTSD is comparatively inexpensive and starts working right away.
But exactly how and why does it work? Doblin's research organization wants to conduct clinical studies to seek answers to those questions, and they've successfully won approvals for that research from the Federal Food and Drug Administration and other authorities. But he says they've been consistently thwarted by NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
The whole NIDA review process is designed intentionally to eliminate research that is aimed at developing the marijuana plant into a FDA-approved prescription medicine. We've already had two protocols approved by the FDA and institutional review boards that NIDA refused to provide the marijuana for the study, and we couldn't conduct it.
These roadblocks, Doblin contends, are part of a deliberate and not particularly subtle agenda to keep serious research about cannabis from ever getting started.
The NIDA review process, not only does it take a long time, not only is it likely to result in rejection, but to the extent that they change the protocol after FDA has approved it, they may make it so that the data is not acceptable to FDA as part of a drug development program. Everything about the whole NIDA review process is designed to obstruct the research.
Even in California or other states that have legalized the medicinal use of cannabis, Doblin says researchers are only allowed to use federally grown and sanctioned marijuana, all of which is controlled by NIDA.
In order to do any kind of research that FDA will accept, the marijuana has to have been grown under DEA license. So none of the marijuana that's grown in any of the medical marijuana states can we use in FDA-approved research. We can only get the marijuana from NIDA because that's the only legal source with a DEA license to grow. So even if marijuana is legal in California and it's also legal for medical use, it doesn't help us one bit in terms of doing federally approved research.
Moreover, adds Doblin, even if they were able to use the NIDA pot, the study's outcomes would be compromised by the poor quality of the Mississippi-grown marijuana.
NIDA marijuana is definitely inferior quality, low potency, dry, old, and for the last 15 years at least, there's been a growing scientific understanding that the active ingredients in marijuana are not limited to THC. There are other cannabinoids in marijuana that have synergistic effects, particularly cannabidiol, CBD, which has anti-anxiety properties. And the marijuana that you get from NIDA has no significant amounts of CBD.
Doblin believes conducting this PTSD research is a moral imperative for returning veterans, so he's moving ahead with their renewed applications, fully expecting they will be rejected once again. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.